Welcome back to my podcast, Dear Puppies. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything, and I don't give a shit. But we'll start. So now I just got a Dear Reader request, and from now on, I think after my first podcast, we should do a Dear Puppies request. So you guys are my puppies. And this is what it is. So, if you're having troubles with a guy or a girl, this is the podcast for you. I received my first Dear Reader question, and honestly, I can say that if this wasn't the first question to come in, it wouldn't have been the last. And I honestly would have been worried. So, let's just talk. This person has made it clear, and I will use them as, I will refer to them as puppy in this scenario. So, have any of you ever been in that situation where you've been talking to the same person for about a month and you still don't know where you two are headed? If it's the friendship zone or the relationship zone? Well, I know I've been there personally a lot. Let's not even get into my love life at all. But this is going to be the podcast for y'all. So listen in. Okay. We're going to figure this out. With any relationship nowadays, where we have multiple ways of talking, there's the version of talking which is when most people are referring to as the fact that they are talking with the intent of dating. The other version is just talking, which is with the intent of just being your friend. Still following? I hope so, because it gets kind of complicated. So now, to separate the two, you must first know who you are talking to. Is it a guy or a girl? Now, if you are LGBTQ, respect all the way, you know, this is on your views, you personally, how you feel with all this. So let's take with my example. I am straight. So if I'm talking to a guy, I probably want to do the talking with the intent of dating rather than the talking with the intent of being friends, depending on who the guy is. So let's talk about how you can separate talking with guys. Men are naturally going to chase women. They have the instinct to hunt. So they're the ones who, they like the challenge, but not too hard of a challenge. So if a guy is texting you first, most of the time, then he's most likely trying to pursue something with you. Now, if you are doing all the texting first and continuing the conversation, you need to do one thing, honey, or dude, or, you know, man, handsome person, all people everywhere. You need to let them go. Let them go. This is to you, puppy. You need to let him go. If you are texting him first and he barely says anything in the conversation and you have to kind of, it feels like you're forcing the conversation with him, just drop it. He's not worth it. There's no point. It's not gonna work. He's not the right one for you and you deserve better. What it is to guys is when they feel that, they're just playing with your emotions, and that's not good for your life. Let alone is that good for his, because he kind of gets into playing those games and starts being that kind of man in real life. If a man wants to date you, he will naturally pursue you and try to talk to you and text you first if they intend to be with you. And if they don't, they will act like a friend, and it honestly, it's better than not having them in your life at all. So now, let's talk about women. how can you separate the two with women? So this is for my straight men out there. And you know, you guys can all use this all the time. So, about the women, how you separate the two. Women love to flirt. It's a kind of thing. It's in our DNA, per se. If you have a girl hitting on you, hitting you up with those winky faces and blushy faces with flirty texts like, you are so cute, or we should hang out sometime, you know, then you need to snatch this woman up. Cuff her, because she's into you. She wants you to make a move. Be warned. She's not sending emojis and she's sending short responses. She's not into you. She's sending K with a period to you after everything. Or she's just going, yeah, sure. I don't care. Like, she doesn't care about you. You just let her go. Like, don't deal with that, man. A woman is naturally intended to flirt when they like someone. And if you don't like them, you need to, like, kind of make it clear to the girl that you don't like them. And sometimes it's harder for women because we are naturally intended to flirt. Our flirty sides come out even when we don't like someone. And it's hard. So men and women are oddly similar, just with a few differences. Alright, this is directly out to the person who asked me this question, dear puppy. Talking is talking, but I have to say, if you and some guy or girl have been talking for about a month, it's time you assess the relationship. Are you guys getting to know each other? Are you or the other flirting? And do they text first sometimes or none of the time? Short or lengthy responses. Answer all these questions with what I've provided you, and you will be able to know if you're talking or talking. And chances are, if it's for as long as a month, you're talking with the intent of dating. Most guys, if they don't know you and they just started talking to you or you started talking to them, but they still keep talking to you after a month, most likely they want to get to know you and they want to be able to be with you in that way. But sometimes it's harder to see that. So, I say, try it as much. Now, the second part of my reader's question was that if you meet a guy or girl through mutual friends on Facebook and have been talking for a month only on Snapchat and Messenger while going to the same college and passing each other in weird and awkward stares, how to approach the idea of meeting up to actually meet and sit down and chat. Well, this is actually a really specific question, so I'm assuming you are in that situation. And, well, I think a lot of people are scared to ask this just because we have a lot of catfish stuff going on lately. Excuse me. And everything with the new internet days and everything, everybody's scared to get catfished. Well, I think it's really cliche to say this, really cliche, because people say it all the time, but don't be scared. Just don't be. He seems to be just as nervous as you to talk face to face. As you said that it's awkward stares, so he seems to be just as nervous as you are. And the transition between phone to person is actually a big step. When things can be awkward and cringy in the beginning, but the meeting could make things go further along in the long run. I say you should take the first initiative and ask him to meet you for some coffee or to get some lunch to get to know each other and talk face to face. Make it seem casual. Make it seem like a friend thing so that he doesn't feel like it's a date. You don't feel as nervous if it was seeming like a date. And he won't feel the pressure or the nervousness that he already feels, and neither will you. And you can meet them, you can talk in person, and hopefully either you can have a friendship or a relationship, whichever you both decide. But this will help. So I hope this helps with all of your issues, and I hope that everybody else will be able to ask me more questions and send them in to me and everything. And dear reader, Dear puppy, I hope you respond back to me on how everything went with this man, boy in your life. It's giving you a hard time. So, that is it for my second podcast, guys. And I can't wait to see you guys next time. And remember, this is the Dear Puppies podcast, where we talk about everything and anything, and I don't give a shit.